This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman report. The patterns are tightening. The signs are multiplying. Yahuwah is speaking through the turmoil, and the Watchman is here to relay the message. We are witnessing the unfolding of ancient prophecies, the judgment of Edom accelerating, and the stirring of scattered Israel in the midst of it all. The world speaks of conflict, of politics, of economics, but these are merely surface manifestations of a deeper spiritual battle. Consider the tightening grip of surveillance. Reports confirm the modern state of Israel is deploying an AI system capable of fingerprinting vehicles, cataloging every movement under the guise of security. This is not about safety. This is Edom in its latest iteration, building a panoptic cage. Deuteronomy 28 warned of a time when Israel would be relentlessly watched, tracked, and controlled. This technology, born of Edom's relentless pursuit of dominion, will be used to suppress resistance, to target those who dare to reclaim the inheritance lands promised to Jacob's seed. It's a digital extension of the Iron Fist, a modern echo of Pharaoh's oppression. The spirit of control remains constant, only the tools evolve. And the fires are rising. Kuwait, reporting a blaze originating from attacks within Iranian territory. The world frames this as regional escalation, a geopolitical struggle, but the Watchman sees a different picture. These fires are not isolated incidents. They are echoes of Yahweh's prophecy, a consuming fire sweeping through the nations. Yes, Yahweh spoke of Edom's destruction by fire, and we see the beginnings of that judgment manifesting in these conflicts. It's a consequence of centuries of displacement, of stolen lands, of a counterfeit state erected in defiance of Yahuwah's covenant. The modern state of Israel, propped up by Edom's wealth and military might, continues to provoke, to occupy, and to invite the righteous judgment of Yahuwah. The Senate, a pillar of Edom's governance in the West, is now paralyzed by infighting over funding for further escalation against Iran. They speak of strategic interests, of national security, but the true battle is internal. This isn't a sudden surge of conscience. It's a power struggle within the beast. The refusal to immediately fund further conflict is not a shift towards peace, but a symptom of Edom's fracturing. The Israeli government's brazen attempt to draw the nations into its regional conflicts is meeting resistance, albeit a self-serving one. For decades, Edom has sustained the illegitimate state of Israel, enabling its expansionist policies and its oppression of the Palestinian people. Now, cracks are appearing in that support. This is all connected to the machine beast rising. The feverish pursuit of artificial intelligence is not innovation. It's a refinement of Esau's ancient strategies, domination through cunning, the subjugation of the righteous. Yahuwah's restraint is being lifted, and the speed at which these systems develop is a clear sign. The recent market volatility, billions lost with the announcement of new AI models, are not mere economic events. They are tremors, foreshadowing the coming judgments. Yahuwah demonstrates his power by humbling the pride of those who seek to usurp his authority. Edom seeks to control information, to manipulate perception, and ultimately, to enslave the mind. They fear the awakening of scattered Israel, those who recognize their dominion for what it is, a yoke of oppression. And the pattern repeats. Iran, continuing its attacks against U.S. military installations, declaring its intent to pursue final victory. A misnomer, of course. True victory belongs to Yahuwah alone, achieved not through military might, but through the restoration of his covenant people. This conflict serves as a catalyst, exposing the fragility of Edom's empire and hastening its ultimate demise. It's a stirring of the nations, a fulfillment of the prophecies concerning the battle over Yahuwah's land. The fire in Kuwait, the stalling in the Senate, the AI surveillance, the ongoing conflict in the Middle East, these are not isolated events. They are pieces of a larger tapestry woven by the hand of Yahuwah. They are a warning to Edom, a sign to scattered Israel and a call to the watchman to sound the alarm. The day of Yahuwah is approaching and the time to prepare is now. The judgment is unfolding. The restoration is stirring, and the watchman remains vigilant. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.